We are learning Masechtas Nazir Daf Chavav Amad Beis, and we are beginning on the bottom of Daf Chavav Amad Aleph. Amar Rava, Hod Amrit Maya Stum Yiplu Nadava, which is a lacha which we've seen according to Rabbi Yechanan. That we said that Maya Stumim, which means money that's stam, you didn't specify what it's for. It's Yiplu Nadava. Lacha Maya Stum is if he dies, it goes all in Nadava. Even though maybe have Chatas Muravimba, because Lamaisi was supposed to bring a Chatas, the guy was a Nazir. But still, since it was Stumim, Yiplu Nadava. So Im Nafla, which means like this, that before he died, he separated the chatas money. And he said, this is going to be for chatas, and the rest is going to be for my oila and shlamim. But it was stam. He didn't speak of which one was oila or shlamim. It was still stamma, technically. The halacha is that the rest of the money is like mefarashim, and there's no halacha mashusina, which means that what? The money for chatas obviously will go to Yah Melech. But the money they set for the oil and shlamim, you have to take half of it and bring a oila, and half of it and bring a shlamim. There's no halacha l'maisa mesina that goes l'nadava. Nadava means for kaitz mezbech. It does not go for that. Only when you have dmei chatas muravimba. Only when dmei chatas mixed into it. So then it goes. That's this halacha l'maisa mesina. Now Taisus over here brings in Rosh Lakish. We could have spoken about Rosh Lakish before, but Taisa didn't bring it in. But Taisa Rosh Lakish holds it's not a lachem ha'shina. He holds it's a pasuk says l'chol nidreisam, l'chol nidreisam, which means your neder turns into nadava. So l'chayra, why there would it be a difference if you take the chatas money out? L'chayra, you still have the same vart that my neder, which came out of the nazir, turns into nadava. So Taisa's answer is that since you find ba'alma that the example of something going to kaitzim mezbeach is meiser chatas, so therefore the pasuk's probably going on a case when it's chatas money mixed in. There's a svarah to zetzayin the pasuk when the chatas money is mixed in, but here the chatas money is not mixed in. You don't say this halacha of nadava. So upon him, but let's just stick with Rava with lacham esvina right now. That lacham esvina is dafka meiser tumim. If you take out the dmei chatas, there's no lacham esvina. Arayin kum mefarashim. Tanya. Kavose de Rav. We have a brisa that supports Rava's memra that says in a brisa like this. Someone says, "Elul chatosi, this is my chatos." Vashar l'shar nezirusi. What's the halacha? The mei chatos, and he dies. The mei chatos yechu yamelech. The money of the chatos goes yamelech. How do I know he died? The top Taisa speaks out over meis mayri. He died. So the mei chatos goes yamelech because it's the chatos that shemesu baleha. The money goes yamelech. Vashar the rest of the money. Yavi chetzav loyul vechetzav shlamim. Half oil, half shlamim. Umayalim bekulam veimayalim beksosam. So you have this money sitting here. Is there meila in that money? We know oil has meila. A shlamim has no meila. So the brisa says umayalim bekulam. If you moil on the whole thing, so you know you covered the oil also. So it's meila. If only the mixas, maybe it's the shlamim money that you moil in, and therefore there's no meila. Taisus points out, if you use roiv of the money already, there's me'ila, because then you know, you for sure hit the me'ila. Listen, if the kulam, roiv is enough. So me'ilim be'kulam, ve'imam sas means me'ilim, if you did roiv of it, but not mixas. Let's say a guy says, different, he says, elu lo'ilasi, part of this money, that's my first lo'ila, v'ashar l'shan zerusi. What would you say? Is there a lachem ha'ishim v'sinei there? So let's see. Demei oila yavi oila umayilam behem as meila vaashar yipul nadava. Yeah, there is a lachem esvusina there. As long as you have chatas mixed into it, it goes the lachem esvusina of nadava vaashar yipul nadava. And then the Bryce says umayilam bekulon vei umayilam beksasam. Why only umayilam bekulon? Because here you have chatas and shlamim mixed in together, and on shlamim there's no meila. So therefore umayilam bekulon only if I say arrive again and not beksasam. Frank Tosis Akasha, let's settle in. What's happening with this money? Yiplu nedava. What's a dava? Oila. So the whole money should be meila. Until now, the case before was chatas was separate. All is oila and shlam. You bring half oila, half shlam. I understand. Half oila, half shlam is no meila. But here, what's the soif dava of this? L'nedava. So the chayra, Frank Taisvis, that the chayra should be meila, but it should be meila in mixasa. So Taisvis is printed here vashar. Look at Taisvis as the first wide line of that Taisvis vashar. But Sarach loymar the ad chas akrava shemakriv loyla loynofak m'shem shlamim didn't leave the shem shlamim sheleimar heina. That's Taisvis tainus. But it's a shiklo daichet because l'maisa the money is now. What am I bringing? I'm using it for oil. It's a pellet. So therefore, if you see this aleph here, you know, a lot of times when people learn, they love looking at these alephs and things. Look, the guy in here has this aleph over here. It says vashar yiplu nedava umoylem behem. That's how the gra's goyers. Why? Because it is kasha. L'chayr, it's slated for oila, and therefore, you're not goyers. Ma'ilim kulam, ma'ilim b'miksasam. Akapanim, so he brought a raya to Rava, And from this brisa, that the whole alchemy of Shina is only if the chatzman is mixed into it. So let's go further in the Gemara. Omer Rav Huna, Omer Rav. This whole halacha, that there's a din halacha l'moshe m'sinai, that stumim goes l'nedava, goes to the kayitz ha-mezbeach, is only by money. Omer Rav Huna, Omer Rav, l'shonu el ha-moyis, aval behema, harehi k'mefereshes. But a behema, that's like mefereshes, which means you have here behema. Now what's the case of behema? So Tosfos mutches with this. What's the case of behema? Because the halacha is, if you are a nazir, and you buy a behema, one behema you buy like an akeva, and one you buy, let's say, you buy a kavsa, which is a sheep, an akeva sheep, you buy, and you also buy a keves, and you also buy an ayil. What's the halacha? So there really is a mishnah later on says that it automatically gets a name chatas, this gets the shlomim, this gets the oilam. Because I bought the right behemoths. So even though you didn't speak it out, but if I am a nazir and I buy from my naziris the three behemoths that fit into the box perfectly, the halacha automatically turns into a mefarashim. So what's the case here? Stumim on a behemoth. Zok Taisis, the case was I bought three axes, three parim. Parim have no shaykhis. Two have no shaykhis to being a carbon nazir. So basically, it's a form of money. It's a form of money. These behemoths, and it was stoma. So what's the halacha? Is there halacha ma'isvusina on that? And I sell it, and I goes to the nadava or not? That's really the question.
The
huh?
The reference to the parim.
The three parim. So the three parim. So you're asking good. So how does it turn into money? So the turns to money is, since there's a chiddush in Taisus, first of all, he says, these three parim that I set aside for my naziris, even though they're not roye for nazir, they get a kedushas aguf, which means they can't be paid in them without getting a mum. So you have to do is, you have to wait till it gets a mum, and once it gets a mum, you're paid it, and that money goes l'nadava. That would be the havamina. But we say, no, behem is not called stumim, because only halacha mashina is only by mayas. And what would happen in this case to the money? The case that happened to the money would be a goal Yam Melech, because it's the mechatz mixed into it. If he said Kabanas is Zerusi, so then it'll be a goal to Yam Melech, because it has something mixed into it, and you don't get this din of that it falls l'nadava, because you don't have the lomachem l'chamayish v'sina here. You don't have l'chamayish v'sina over here. Let's see it inside. I'm going to Rav Lishon Alamayis. Avehima Reiku Mefarashas. What's l'chamayish Mefarashas? That if he dies, it goes Yam Melech. It's like Mefarashas. And the Gemara says further, more exclusions to this Malachim HaShem Sinai. Look, first we speak about Behema. Loish, but Loish Anu Ela Tamima. Ava Baal's Mum, Harei Kastuma. But if it's Baal's Mum, so then it's easy to transfer it into money, because it's already a Baal Mum. So then we agree that's like money. That's like money. It's like currency. That's what this Mandiyama says. Ava Naska Loi. But Nasko, which is bars of gold, there, that's not considered currency. Why not? So Taisus says, the reason is, because you don't sell it right away. Because you wait to get a good price. You have a bar of gold. You don't just say, oh, just trade it in. You wait to see when the market's high, the market's low. You try to time the market with a piece of gold. And therefore, it doesn't have a din of currency of money. So we just said now that behemoth is not considered money. Therefore, it's called mefereshes. But a baal's mum, yeah. But Nasko, no. Even a naska, but a bundle of beams, that does not consider currency. Why not? So Tosfos again, he says that naska pa'amim kind of yad. You can sell it right away. Of a kairos, the definite way to someone needs to build something, do you sell it? You don't sell beams just like that. You know, on the whim. It's definitely when someone needs it, and therefore it's not considered money. Now, all these things are not considered money. What's the vart? So I'm saying, telling you over, the Rosh is Pshat, and Tosfos B'Shem Rashi. There's a long Tosfos, exactly what's going on in the Sugya. But I'll read you the two Lashonim. So the Rosh is like this. V'hai time Mashayach l'Rabbi Yochanan, this the halacha he, b'nazir, he holds a lacha machine of a nazir. Dafka b'mayis is kav halacha. Dafka b'money. Oy kedavar ha'oymid limach l'altar b'mayis. Or something that's oymid to sell altar. But something that's not oymid to sell altar is no lacha machine. Taisus lashon is, dafka zayin, in the middle of Taisus, ha'alacha shenishas mayis stumim, yiplu nadava, b'lashon ha'mishnah, v'azekom dafka mayis gemiri, v'loy behema. And it means loy behema tmima, ayin Taisus there. Akaponim, that's out one way. Now, the Rosh points out that what do you do with fear of shlokish? That's good for Rabbi Yechonah, or for Rabbi Ashlokas, who holds the pasuk. So he has a different pshat, which Tosfos goes that also, that there's a chash, if he keeps something around stumim, we're worried he might have turned into a mafreshes in the interim. If it's money, it doesn't sit around so long, there's no chash. Something that's going to sit around a long time, he might have turned it into a chatas, but we're not going to go with that pshat. Just we'll go with the first pshat in the Rosh, and the Taisis pshat, we're going for Rabbi Yochanan, that's in the Lacham, it's more simple to understand. The Lacham Moshe Messina is only by behema, only by money, and not by behema, or not by, and the shayla is, Naska is a bar of gold called money or not, or beams are called called currency or not, that's the shayla. Omle Rav Shimi, Ba'ashidar Papa. My time I would have bond on Moyes Vlebehema, Vlenaska. What's found there? Bond on say Moyes Lebehema and not a Naska either. And Moyes Lois Savra and not beams. So what's found there? Bond? We say, let's see, read. My time with Rabbon on the Amri, what's found there? Bond? Because they say that the local is Dafka Moyes and not Behema and not a Naska and Moyes Lois Savra. If that's true, El Ma'ata Moyes Vloy Oifas. It's really the same thing when you have stam birds. If you're telling me that the only halacha machine is by mayos, so to come out by birds which are not specified, the halacha should be, it should be like behema. And the halacha is that it should, that there, by oifais, it should not be called stumim. And we're going to ask the kasha from our chista where it's mashma that that oifais are called stumim. That's the Bibimara's kasha. And Metzashem, the next year, we will start again from here. But right now, what we're ending off is that we have here, Rav Huna says, Shem Rav, and Rav Nachman agrees to this also, this Yisoid, that the whole halacha machine is Afghan by Moyos, by currency. If it's not Moyos, then there's no halacha machine.